Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel believes its airstrike on Beirut killed a senior commander of Lebanese armed group Hezbollah on Tuesday, Israel's public broadcaster said, in retaliation for a cross-border rocket attack that killed 12 youngsters 3 days ago. A loud blast was heard and a plume of smoke could be seen rising above Beirut's southern suburbs, a stronghold of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, a witness said. Tensions are escalating after Israel on Tuesday said it attacked Hezbollah targets in 7 areas of South Lebanon with airstrikes and artillery fire. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
There is tension, but no signs of panic as many on the streets of Jerusalem brace for an expected Israeli retaliation on Hezbollah after the weekend's attack that killed 12 Druze children and teenagers while they were playing soccer. The attack has shocked and angered Israelis. Across the border in Lebanon, most of the foreign airlines have suspended flights. Yet the seashore is still filled with locals and residents of South Lebanon, many saying they hope the border tensions will not lead to a full-scale war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Scores of supporters of Venezuelan opposition gathered on the streets of Caracas on Tuesday after a disputed presidential election, with many chanting freedom. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado asked her supporters to remain peaceful, even if provoked by government allies. Protests in Venezuela spread on Tuesday as anger grew over the awarding of Sunday's election to President Nicolas Maduro, despite opposition claims that they had clinched a landslide victory. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secret Service's acting chief told U.S. lawmakers on Tuesday it's indefensible the roof used by the gunman in Donald Trump's attempted assassination was unsecured. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ronald Rowe says he went to the Pennsylvania site, climbed on the roof, and laid in the shooter's position.
What I saw made me ashamed.
As a former protective detail agent,
I cannot defend why that roof was not better secured.
Rowe told 2 Senate panels while his agency failed, he's also troubled local law enforcement never reported seeing a gunman on the roof before the shooting.
We didn't know that there was this incident going on.
The FBI is also sharing new details about the shooter, saying a social media account believed associated with him supported political violence and extreme views. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris held a marginal 1 percentage point lead over Republican Donald Trump in a new Reuters-Ipsos poll, closing the gap that opened in the final weeks of President Joe Biden's reelection bid. The 3-day poll, completed on Sunday, showed Harris supported by 43% of registered voters, with Trump supported by 42%, within the poll's 3.5 percentage point margin of error. Harris consolidated her position as the Democratic candidate over the last 10 days after Biden bowed to growing pressure within his party and dropped out of the race. The death toll from multiple landslides in India's southern area on Tuesday is at least 93 and is likely to rise, with many missing after heavy rain sent rivers of mud, water, and boulders down onto the homes of the workers and villages of Attea estate. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
The hillsides collapsed following torrential rainfall a day before, sending rivers of mud, water and boulders onto homes in the Wayanad district. Most of the victims are Tea and Cardamom estate workers and their families who were asleep at the time in makeshift tents. Nearly 350 families live in the region and some 250 people had been rescued so far, state officials said. The state's chief minister told Reuters a proper death toll is difficult to establish, as many body parts have been spotted in the river. The weather office said there was extremely heavy rainfall over north and central Kerala so far on Tuesday, with more rain predicted through the day.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Guinea's transitional authorities have presented a draft of a new constitution which will reduce and set presidential term limits and potentially allow its current military leader to participate in the next election. I'm Joe Ramsey.